Somebody asked me the question just the other day, Dr. Dave, would you ever go back on Lexapro? I'm going to go ahead and answer that question in this episode and give you a little bit more than that, too. I'm Dr. Dave, Microdose U.
You're listening to Microdose U Radio on the world's famous KMDU FM Salt Lake City.
Watch this.
Hey there, welcome back. Nakama. Dr. Dave here. It's Microdose U. Getting a lot of cool questions these days, and I think I'm going to try to do another lightning round pretty soon because I got like a lot of questions piled up. But I got an interesting one. Somebody asked me, it was just the other day, Dr. Dave, would you ever go back on Lexapro? And so I'm going to answer that question. I'm going to base it on any kind of SSRI, not just Lexapro, but any type of antidepressant, which is a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor. So, you know, my answer is I don't know. And I'll tell you the reason my answer is I don't know, because there's no guarantee in life with anything. I've been microdosing, as you know, for 3 years, and the results have been phenomenal. And I was able to wean off my Lexapro within the first year of microdosing. I did it slowly, I did it correctly, and there's no turning back. I've not used a Lexapro or any type of antidepressant since that time, since I weaned off, since I've been on my microdosing regimen. It's working really well. And I've been teaching thousands of people, you know, sharing my story. I shouldn't say teaching because I want to make sure this is not medical advice. It's not medical advice officially, and it's my story. And you have to do what you think is best for you and check with your doctor. Just don't go listening to me and doing this stuff. At least that's my official disclaimer right there. So, and no lawyer wrote that or told me to do that. That's my official disclaimer that I just came up with, but it's true. In all seriousness, this is not medical advice. So was on Lexapro for quite some time, weaned off of it through microdosing, and I've been doing it for 3 years now. But is there somebody guaranteeing me that this microdosing, you know, of magic mushroom psilocybin is going to work forever? No, nobody's guaranteeing that. It may stop tomorrow. It may stop working tomorrow. Now, there's no chance that's going to happen, but I'm saying it's not like impossible. You can't say it's like a 0% chance. Everything, almost everything, you know, is possible to some degree. So it could stop working tomorrow, but suppose it stops working 3 years from now. Suppose it just, the benefits just aren't there anymore. I revert back to the way it was again. I don't think it's going to happen, but I'm just saying suppose. You know, if the only other option out there, if I was feeling really horrible and the only other option out there was Lexapro or an SSRI that at least helped a little bit, helped some, that's better than nothing, then my answer would probably be yes. If there's nothing available, nothing else that could help me except for Lexapro, my answer would be probably yes. Is that scenario likely? No, not at all, because again, the microdosing of the magic mushrooms is working really, really well. I don't see any reason that will stop. I just don't. And people ask me, am I going to be doing this forever? Or should we do this forever? Again, I'm going to do another episode on this because I think it's a really important topic. But my real quick answer to that is, I don't know. Okay, I'm going to elaborate on that because I've got a lot to talk about on that topic. Because, again, when I first started microdosing, I thought it was going to be like, you know, maybe, I don't know, a several month to 1 year regimen. And then, you know, then everything would be fixed and that would be the end of it. I mean, I didn't think it would be the kind of thing I'd be doing for the rest of my life. Am I going to be doing it for the rest of my life? I don't know. But I'm leaning more towards that now than when I first started microdosing. Because again, like I've talked to you guys about, it just keeps getting better. It was really good after the first year. I mean, really, really good. And I could have stopped. And maybe I would have been okay, maybe with an occasional dose somewhere along the line. But if I would have like officially stopped, maybe I'd be fine. But I'm glad I didn't, because as I'm continuing, every year just gets better and better and better. I don't know what's going to, year four, I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, again, no guarantees out there. I don't want to jinx myself and say that it just continues to get better and there's no turning back. That's not true. There's nothing that's 100% predictable. There's just not. So getting back to the SSRI question, the Lexapro question, I hope it doesn't come down to that. But if I would say to you guys that there's no chance in hell I would ever use an SSRI again, that would be a lie. And I'm trying to be as totally transparent as I can on this show. Look, I've exposed my entire life to you guys. We're Nakama. I mean, we're a tribe, we're a family, we're together, we understand each other. And I, for that reason, I have exposed my vulnerabilities, my life, the bad things, the good things over the past 3 years with my Nakama here. I'm doing it because there aren't many other people that do this. There aren't many other people that will be honest about their lives and about, you know, what happened and tell everything. But I've been sharing everything with you guys, the good, the bad. And there's been a lot of bad, but now these days there is a lot of good. And I'm not ashamed to share that because I've been through the bad. And it's not like you've got somebody here talking into a mic whose life has just been rosy and perfect and high level the entire time. No, we all go through tough times. It would be incredibly unusual for a human being to go through his or her life and not have some really tough times. That would be almost impossible. You might say, well, you know, somebody that's like somebody that's born into a very, very wealthy family, they never have any struggles. Oh, anybody that thinks that if you have money, that's like a pass from having struggles in your life. Think again, please. So again, I think almost everybody has been through tough times. You may be going through tough times now. Maybe you went through tough times 10 years ago where you had trauma, or like some really bad trauma, or many years ago or several years ago. And now it's kind of screwed you up. And there's nothing to be ashamed of. And I'm not making fun of anybody because we've all been screwed up. I've been screwed up. We've all been. So some of us are just more screwed up than others, and some are less screwed up. But everybody has gone through some really tough times. And that's why you're listening to me. If your life was rosy perfect and you never had a struggle and never had any type of feeling of sadness or depression, well, I shouldn't say sadness is a normal feeling, but I should say depression or anxiety or some type of post-traumatic stress disorder or you know, any type of mental health issue. If you've never had anything, that's unlikely. It's just, I'm sorry. And chances are you've had it because you're listening to me. Unless somebody told you that Dr. Dave has just this wonderful voice, and whether you agree with the topic or not, just listen to his voice 15 minutes a couple times a week and he'll make your day. That I doubt that happens. You're all here for a reason. And I'm here to be your coach and be your cheerleader and be the person that tells it like it is, because again, being a podcaster, I search and I listen to other podcasts out there. And I got to be honest with you, on this topic, there are not many good ones. There's some that are like so scientific, you just barf, you can't even understand what they're saying. And who cares about that? If I'm looking for information on how to microdose and how to make my life better and how to get rid of some mental health struggles and other struggles, I'm not listening to a scientific podcast. I'm sorry. I want to listen to somebody out there that's been through it, that's had some real tough times in his or her life, and then figure out a way to eliminate those struggles and mental health issues and is feeling really good. That's the kind of person I would listen to. I don't want to listen to some professor at some college doing research talking about that's not what I want. I'm sorry. So I'm glad you found me. You can tell this podcast also is not scripted. I started the show today by talking about somebody that asked me a legitimate question. What is there a chance I'd ever use an SSRI again? And we're kind of all over the map, but in a good way, because I really need to explain myself here. You put your trust in me by listening to this show. You want to improve something. Likely some type of mental health struggle, likely, but it could be anything. Maybe you want to be more creative. You're here listening to my voice, and I'm here to help you. I'm telling you, you can do this. You can do it. If you have not started microdosing, or if you started microdosing and you're not seeing any results, what you need to know is you need to start and you need to stick with it. You don't have to do it the way I teach, but the way I teach is what I've done. And what's worked for me without fail, without any kind of problem whatsoever. So I think I've got a lot of answers. And again, sharing my story, just go back and look at some of the past podcast episodes. Look at the titles. You're going to learn how to do this. But again, you can't be halfway in. You can't say, well, I might try a little bit of microdosing and see what happens. No, if you really want to do this and you want to feel better, you've got to be all in. You've got to not only do the microdosing properly and correctly, but you've got to do the things that go alongside with it. You know, there's other work other than the microdosing, and you've got to be doing that too. It's not an easy fix, and it's not an overnight fix. You've got to put some work into it. And I'm not going to lie about that. I'm not going to sugarcoat this. You need to put some work into it. And no, doing a tremendous dose is not your answer, and then everything's fine. That's not your answer either. You know, I've talked about that before. You've got to put the time in. You've got to put the work in. You've got to be consistent. You can't stop, and it will work for you. And if you have questions, if you have problems, and you need help on a deeper level, that's where my program comes in. It's not for everybody. It's for you only if you want your hand held and every question answered and somebody to check in with all the time. That's who it's for. That's who it's for. And there are plenty of people that are in that category that want that. But it's not for everybody. So you don't have to do that. Guys, I've got new links in the show notes. So even if you've been with me for a while and you've checked the show notes, I've got several new links. One of them's a kind of a surprise. It's a Patreon page I just set up, and because a lot of people are actually asking what can they do to support the show. And so I figured I'd make it a win-win. Support the show a tiny bit and I give you some really cool content that you won't get on this podcast. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. So that's one of the links. I got a bunch of other links. You'll see them. Take a look. The ones that interest you, click on them. The ones that don't interest you, don't worry about it. But I've got something for everybody. My goal is to make you and anybody else that's listening to this along with you feel better and live the rest of your life the way we really believe it should be lived. And not doing things that we don't want to do and not giving in to these crazy things like society wants you to do just because you think it's the right thing to do. I had enough of that years ago. That's one of the things that probably got me to where I am now. I just went with the program, you know, did the quote unquote right thing, hung out with the quote unquote right people, got into the right profession. It's not always the way it looks, guys. You got to do what you feel you want to do in your heart. In your heart, you know exactly what's right and what's wrong. But sometimes you don't do the right thing because you're afraid what's going to happen. You're afraid what other people might think. This is your year to stop that thinking. Do what you feel in your heart, finally. Or when are you going to do that? When are you ever going to have a chance to do that? Do what's in your heart. If you take any advice away from the show today, that's my most important advice. Okay. Brand new episode every Wednesday and every Friday. Sometimes on Mondays, I'll put out like a little announcement episode, several minutes long, but it's not content related. It's just announcements. Something going on, something new we're doing, something like that. Okay, hope you enjoy this. This is a little more freeform than usual. I just went off on tangents and rants, but I hope it was okay with you. Let me know what you think. Always yours. Love you. I'm Dr. Dave. See you next time.